Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Faith Community United Methodist Church. For those who may have forgotten, I am Pastor Jeff Bandy. I am the resident pastor here. Been gone for a couple weeks. It's good to be back with you. You may be thinking that it's warm up out there, but let me tell you, in Florida where I was, this is not warm at all. So I'm not warm, but it is good to be back with you. And it is time for us to worship. I want you to go back to John 3:16 this morning. For God so loved the world, He gave His one and only Son, that whoever would believe in Him will have eternal life and not perish. That's where we should begin every day, in recognizing that love for us. And we want to explore that more and more this morning. So that's where I want you to begin. And I want you to last with that throughout your days. Let us turn to our announcements before we get into our worship. I want to note that there is an SBRC meeting tomorrow for all those that are on that committee. It's at 7 o'clock tomorrow. The Mary and Martha Women's Group is going to have a retreat, mini retreat, coming up in March. And I encourage all women to be a part of that. It will be something for you to do together, to really explore your faith and to be able to connect with one another and God through that experience. So there is registrations. You should be able to pick them up. I believe they're still out there. Or if you have any questions, you can call the office and we'll direct you to the right people. Also, Violence Free Futures, which is an organization in Xenia who is there for those who are survivors of domestic and sexual violence. They are someone that we are trying to assist in different ways. There's going to be an event here at the church later, but they're having an event in April that is going to be requiring auction materials. So if you can help with creating an auction or raffle gift basket, and for them to be able to utilize in order to get money for their organization, I would encourage you to do that. So they need those by the end of March. So if you can put something together, that would be wonderful. Also, we are still in need of a nursery worker on a consistent basis. So if you know anyone that is over 18 or 18 and more and really has a love for children and would be available on Sunday mornings, we would love for them to contact me or Chad so that we can be able to provide that nursery care that is needed here on Sunday mornings. With that, let us turn our attention to our worship, knowing that God loves us dearly. Thank you.
Will you please rise for the call to worship that is printed in your bulletins, please? In these uncertain times, we come together searching for peace.
We will be still before the Lord and wait patiently.
We will open our hearts and minds that the Lord may show us mercy. The Lord is our refuge in all our days.
We come to worship, to grow in faith and love.
And please remain standing for our opening hymn, Hymn of Promise, which is on the screens and also 707 in your hymnal. Be seated. Our opening prayer is printed in your bulletins and on the screens. Let's please pray together. Holy One, we come together to pause, pray, and praise. Be with us in this place that we may touch your mercy. Help us claim the power of your love for our lives. Help us to measure out grace and forgiveness, to give them to others as you gave them to us. Amen. And if I could have the children come forward, I have a quickie little children's moment for them. Come on. Am I on?
You're on.
Oh, good. All right, guys. Hello, hello. It's good to see you guys today. I want to talk today about measuring God's love. I think we're going to talk about love today.
A little bit of love.
A little bit of love. Mm-hmm. And it's still February. When I think of February, I think of Valentine's Day. And when I think of Valentine's Day, I think of flowers because I was a WIC line. but no, I think of love. Think of love. But let's talk about measuring love. So we're going to see about measuring how much God loves us today. So he does love you, doesn't he? So first thing I brought was a measuring cup. Do you guys see these? Do you see these in the kitchen sometimes? Do they measure? What do they measure? Yep. So we measure ingredients, right, to make food. So can we use this to measure how much God loves us? Not really. You would think you can, but the Bible says that God's love is overflowing. So it's way more than what this can measure. So let's try something else. We're going to get to those in just a little bit. So we can measure things by seeing how long or how tall they are, right? Is this a ruler? You are really tall. Whoa, you are. It says you're really tall. So let's use this ruler. Let's use this ruler to measure how much God loves us, okay? Can we do it? No. It says that God's love is taller than the tallest mountain. I don't want to measure with this. So we're going to try one more thing. Now, you have to use your imagination here because I don't wear a watch anymore. But I measure time on my cell phone, right? There, you've got a watch right there. We use watches to measure time. And two, can we measure how much God loves us with our watch? What about a stopwatch? No. You guys, we just can't. His love is so great for us, and that is such a good blessing for us. We just need to experience his love and appreciate it and not worry about measuring it. He's got us covered. So let's end with a quick prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for every single one of these children. Help them know exactly that you love them beyond measure every moment of every day. Amen. And guys, I have treats for you if you want to get one treat. And while we do that, I will tell you that our next hymn is going to be, you're going to be seated. It's for the healing of the nations. We're going to do verses 1, 2, and 4.
with the thought of that song as we pray this morning, as we understand that God so loved the world. Let us pray. Almighty and powerful God, amazing God who we cannot measure the love that you have for us. You're a God of mercy and a God of hope. You're a God that it only can be described by love. Now we sometimes forget about this and we think about all the things that happen around us and we lay the blame on you, oh God. But if we were to look more closely, we would see that maybe we might be connected to the things that are going wrong and not the other way around. So God, we ask that you would help us to understand the love that you have for us, so much so that we will see how you love the world. And we will too. That our hearts and minds will be changed so that we are the ones who are loving along with you. So Lord, help us to know that when we are in distress, that when we are ridden with disease that is throughout our bodies, that you are still with us. Help us to know that when there are things going around us that are just chaotic, that if we set our mind and our hearts on you, we will sense peace. We try to find these things other places, we have to come back to you to truly find love, mercy, compassion, peace, grace. All these things are in the scriptures talking about you. So Lord, may that be something that we sense, that we are overwhelmed by, that we can only respond in a like way. Because you have encouraged us so much by who you are and how you have changed those around us, and you have called people into our lives that know you already, that help us to know you. Surround us with others that are like you, O God, that have committed their life to you, that know Jesus Christ in a special way, a way that leads to transformation and new life. Surround us. Draw us in to be one who leads others to love like you. Lord, we just ask these things that you are willing to give. Help us to be those who are just longing to receive, so that through our experience, we can truly love. Give us that encouragement, O God. Give us that blessing. Give us that courage and the strength that goes along with it in a world in need. It's throughout our world. We don't have to look too hard. We can see it. Open our eyes, our minds, and our hearts to know that there are always people that can use your love. Let us now show our unity by sharing the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And just as we have been loved and respond to the love that we've been given, let us respond with generous hearts this morning as our ushers wait upon us. Ushers. Thank you. believe with me for this prayer of dedication. Holy God, we bring this offering of our money, prayer, and labor to advance your work of mercy. We willingly and joyfully celebrate your generosity by sharing our abundance with the church, our community, and the world. Bless these gifts as they go forth to do good in your world without judgment or prejudice. Amen. Please remain standing for the gospel reading.
Our scripture reading today comes from Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 38. But I say to you who are listening, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who asks of you. And if anyone takes away what is yours, do not ask them for it back again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you expect to receive payment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. Instead, love your enemies, do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for He Himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap, for the measure you give will be the measure you get back. The word of God for the people of God. Amen. You may be seated.
Well, over 30 years ago, Gary Chapman wrote a book titled The Five Love Languages. Maybe you've heard of it. It was at one point number one on the New York Times bestseller list. It was just a simple book with practical suggestions for couples to learn about themselves and each other regarding ways in which they communicate and receive love. This book has been used by pastors and marriage counselors as part of their counseling with couples. Now, I first read this book in seminary as part of my pastoral counseling. In the book, Chapman suggested that in romantic relationships, there are these five languages of love: words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. His focus was that even though all of these are important in relationship, we as individuals have preferences in how we want to receive love from our partners. Chapman's book provided a tool for couples to discover that their partner may speak a different language of love than they do, and provided ways for them to express their love in a way that would be received well. The way we experience love and the way we communicate that love to our partners makes a difference in our relationship. Again, Chapman's book was directed toward couples and the love expressed between them. Now, in our Bible, the Gospels speak to us about love of a different kind, a love that is expressed between God and the world. These books reveal first and foremost that God's defining character is love, but also the world's understanding and expression of love was skewed when humanity turned away from God's love and turned toward themselves. Our skewed love is self-centered, where God's pure love is other-centered. So in our passage this morning from Luke's Gospel, Jesus, who is fully God and fully human, exposed humanity's flawed love and redirected all who would listen to love the world like Him. I want to explore, how do we love everyone like Jesus? In just 12 verses, Jesus highlights five love languages of His own that He calls for us, all of us, to express our love for the people of the world. But before I get to the ways Jesus loves, it is important to take ownership of our skewed understanding of love and how we limit who we love. Now, Jesus was clear that everyone is included in the love God offers the world. So we need to adjust our perspective up front. So Jesus redirects us teaching, "But I say to you who are listening, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. And if anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who asks of you. And if anyone takes away what is yours, do not ask for it back again." Jesus didn't mess around with His teaching, did He? He didn't sugarcoat anything. He wanted us to be all in with Him. However often, we only hear what we want to hear. And that's why Jesus stressed for us to listen to Him if we are going to call upon His name as Lord of our lives. You see, we are to trust Him. We are to hear Him. And then abide by His teaching. And here, by including enemies as those who we are to love, we can't argue with Him about who we can disregard and from whom we can withhold love. We don't choose who is worthy. Our way of living in the likeness of Christ is to love others, period. That means everyone. Then Jesus redirects our skewed way of how we love, teaching us this. He says, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you expect to receive payment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive the same again. Jesus' teaching was to a large crowd, which included religious leaders, people of status, as well as those who were marginalized by society. And into these crowd, Jesus addresses everyone, expressing that all of humanity's love, without the transformation by the love of God through Jesus Christ, comes with strings attached and expectations of some kind of return, or at a minimum, we hope for a return on our love investment. Our tendency is to think of expressions of love as being reciprocating, quid pro quo, this for that, something for something, favor for favor. Jesus says that's self-centered love. Pure love, God's love, love in the likeness of Christ Jesus, is given without merit and without any expectation of return. So we must confess that our skewed way of love, what it is, and lay it down at the feet of Jesus, as we lay ourselves before Jesus, asking the Holy Spirit to transform our minds and our hearts to actively love like Him. See, our transformation takes time, as we all may know. So as the Lord shapes us, we have to be intentional about imitating Christ's love until loving like Him and loving everyone becomes natural to us. So now with this understanding and commitment that we make to Christ, we are ready to hear how Jesus loves and start imitating Him. Now, I don't know if you noticed, but I skipped a verse of Jesus' teaching that exposed our skewed way of love. You see, in between calling us to love our enemies and encouraging us to love without expectations, Jesus shared the foundational principle of love, which we know as the golden rule. Jesus taught, do to others as you would have them do to you. Do you see how Jesus turned our self-centered love to be other-centered? The golden rule may sound self-centered, but it's not. Rather, it is mentally putting ourselves in the other person to adjust our perspective and our motivation on how we interact with them. Now, there is an assumption here that we have a healthy relationship with ourselves. We all know the reality in this world is that many have experienced trauma, and if we are truthful, we all of us have at some level experienced trauma. And we all need healing within our own hearts to love ourselves better, so we can truly love others appropriately. But for the sake of today's message, let's assume that we have a healthy love of self. So now, what is the golden rule really asking of us? What is the love language expressed? Well, it has to do with how we welcome people into our lives. To love everyone like Jesus, we are hospitable. Hospitality as a way of loving others requires intentionality to make others feel welcome, comfortable, accepted, valued, attended to. We can't deny we like to be treated this way. We know it. And we should extend it to everyone we interact with. So being hospitable is our baseline for every interaction. But as we all know, daily life generates all kinds of situations that lend us the opportunity to love others as Jesus loves. So Jesus continued teaching, saying, "Instead, love your enemies, do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great." Remind us that Jesus isn't just asking for us to change our behaviors. Jesus is inviting us into the family of God as those who have repented. That is a churchy word that is, say, we turned our lives completely over to Jesus, our Savior, and submitted ourselves to the Holy Spirit's transforming power to make us new in the likeness of Christ. So then, as children of the Most High, we are to reflect the character and ways of Jesus. So if first we are to be hospitable, then second, we are kind. Kindness is friendliness. Jesus flips our perspective upside down, telling us to be friendly when speaking about enemies. Whether we are confronted by friends, strangers, acquaintances, or even enemies, our attitude must be of kindness, and it's always warranted. Even more so, an act of kindness is appropriate. You see, our thought process should be, what good can we bring into the lives of those we meet? And then this leads us to the next three ways we can love like Jesus. Found in the last three verses of our lesson, Jesus teaches, "Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and it will be given to you." So, depending on the situation that surrounds us, the good we can bring or interject is different. As we are hospitable and kind, we can then discern how to respond to people. If a person or persons we encounter need relief or support in some way, being physically, emotionally, spiritually, or some other way, to love like Jesus, we are merciful. Mercy requires compassion and empathy, not just sympathy. Empathy to truly understand what someone needs. And it also calls for action. You know, to see someone's need and not address it, James tells us, what is the good of that? We don't really bring goodness into the world without acting on what we see in the world. Our response doesn't have to be some grand gesture. It could be as simple as sharing some advice or giving someone a ride home. If a need is greater than our resources, don't forget God's resources are limitless. Share the burden with others, especially other Christians who the Holy Spirit may already be prompting to help. Another situation that we all experience is being wronged in some way by someone or some entity. It could be betrayal, deceit, oppression, any offense. You see, we are all sinners. So we all have been on both sides of this coin, right? And Jesus reminds us it is not our place to condemn or judge anyone, because that is His role, not ours. But to love like Jesus, we are forgiving. Because for all the ways we have been the wrongdoer in our lives, Jesus offers us forgiveness. In his likeness, we offer the same to our offenders. Now, it may take us some time to be able to forgive someone, but we need to get there. Failing to forgive, we continue to give power to those who have wronged us. So I ask you this morning, are you holding on to any kind of bitterness or grudge? Are you even harboring some kind of hate in your heart? Give these things over to love and offer forgiveness. Release the burden. For the Lord tells us love is lighter on the heart, mind, body, and spirit. And then from our passage today, there's one last opportunity for us to offer love to others the way Jesus shares with us. Like the opportunity to show mercy, there are situations where people we meet or hear about need something. In this case, it is resources. Our discernment in these times is twofold. First, we assess what resources are needed. And second, what do we have access to that can help? To love like Jesus, we are generous. Generosity isn't always about money, but it is always about giving of ourselves in some way. It could be about money, but it's also time. We could be asked to share our home, our car, our expertise, our wisdom gained from life experience, or even, as Jesus says, the shirt from our back. Again, God's resources are limitless, so our mindset should be shaped more and more by God's abundance and less about the scarcity of our own resources. And with a renewed vision of abundance, being generous with others becomes a blessing. Jesus said it this way, "A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap, for the measure you give will be the measure you get back." See here, Jesus compared the return of our investment of love to an abundant harvest where the grain overflows the grain bins. Let's be fearless when we see opportunities to give as an offering of love. So Chapman's list of love languages impacts individual relationships. God's love languages impact the world on a much greater scale. It is God's character to love all people the same, as we all are sinners in need of pure love. As those who have experienced God's love through Jesus Christ, we are to reflect His character by loving others in Christ's likeness. Jesus has exposed our self-centered way of love, but then also revealed God's pure, other-centered love, which, being children of God, are empowered to share with the world through the Holy Spirit within us. So to share the love of Jesus with the world, we are called to offer love through God's five love languages of hospitality, kindness, mercy, forgiveness, and generosity. So may we, the children of God, love the world like our Father in heaven. See, God loves the world, and so should we. Amen.
Please stand as you are able for our closing hymn. It is in the hymnal number 572, Pass It On.
come to us, do we want to pass it on? Know that the God loves you so much, not just you, but the whole world. So that may be what motivates us to love the world like you. Go in peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.